Welcome back to the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line and the gentleman and his staff who make it possible every year, Mr. Hood Harris, Kentucky President for AT&T. Good morning, Hood. By the way, thanks always for loaning us Hank Manjo for the time you were up
Hank,
here.
Hank and the whole staff at Derby Festival, it makes this such a great event. You know, Morning Line is so much fun for me, and I think it's a win-win because one week out of the year, the entire world is focused on Kentucky because this little two-minute horse race we have. And, you know, and it's great we get attention from the international press, and it's great we get attention from the national press, but you know what? We need to make sure that we're including the local press and that we're sharing this across the state. So I appreciate you guys being here and helping us make your listeners part of Derby Festival and the whole experience. That's what it's all about.
You know, making sure you people can communicate during the Derby and Derby Festival events in the Kentucky Oaks, that's got to be a big job.
That's a big job, and we've put a lot of network investment into our making sure our cell services work. We spent $700 million here in Kentucky in the past 3 years on that effort. But even more important than that is we have a project called FirstNet, which grew out of the 9/11 Commission finding that first responders could not communicate with each other in the aftermath of that tragic event. And so we won the federal contract to build out that first responder network across the country. And what that means, we're able to make sure first responders don't ever come second. You know, and when you have a big event like this or when you have a crisis or some kind of incident happens, we want to make sure that police and fire and rescue and all those people can talk back and forth. FirstNet does that by giving them priority and preemption on our network and giving them their own separate core network set aside so that even if the commercial network is getting bogged down during an emergency situation, those guys can still talk. That's important anytime.
Absolutely.
But it's even more important at a time when we have, you know, thunder over Louisville, 700,000 of my closest friends on the riverfront, or Derby, 160,000, 170,000 people here inside this venue that we're at today. That just becomes so important because any response or any attempt to try to make sure crowd control or preventing response, that all depends on communications. It's that critical.
So how's communication during the Derby? I'm sure it's crazy before and after the Derby.
It's crazy before and after the Derby. It's funny, you can watch the data on our network all day long on Saturday going up until it gets to the bell goes off and the gates open and the horses are off for the Derby. Then it crashes for 2 minutes because everybody's watching. But then after they cross the finish line, everybody's got the pictures of them crossing the finish line. And, you know, so everybody starts putting the pictures and the videos and stuff up, which, you know, we take that for granted now. But that is really, if you think about it, you know, my son doesn't get it at seven. You know, he says, Dad, they didn't have iPads when you were a kid. I'm like, no. He's growing up with a different world of technology than I did, you know.
Oh, yes.
But we used to just go to an event and passively watch. Now we're active participants by taking videos and by going out and doing remotes like this that you're able. We were just talking about that before we went on the air. You'd have to have two telephones to talk back and forth to the studio. Now you got your board hooked up to our fiber network here, and it's just like we could be right there in the next room, or we can be, you know, hundreds of miles away.
Sounds just like we're in the studio. That's amazing.
It is amazing. And you know, this is a great example of the work our technicians do. The Derby happens on Saturday, but our guys have been working for a year to make sure the network is ready for it. And it's a lot of work and preparation that goes into to making this happen.
That's fantastic. You know, you're working all across the state. I'm watching a couple of new cell towers go up in our neck of the woods in Trigg County, Christian County.
We've got cell towers going up all over the state. And part of that is a result of FirstNet. Because with FirstNet, we made a commitment and the state patrol said, you know, hey, you guys need to put towers here, here, and here to fill in some of the rural coverage. So we're getting a chance to do that with the FirstNet contract. But when we're putting those FirstNet towers up, we're putting commercial antennas on them too so that our regular customers can also experience better coverage across the state. It's exciting what's happening. I mean, listen, our customers depend on their wireless devices, and we want to make sure they have the best experience possible. And that's the reason we're investing like never before to get these, to push the network out to more places and go into 5G and faster speeds in the coming years. So,
and there was money in the farm bill this time for expanded broadband. I'm sure that will come right back here to Kentucky.
That's coming back to Kentucky. We're already through a federal government program that subsidizes rural broadband, the Connect America Fund Phase 2. We're getting new broadband connections out to 84,000 households that are unserved or underserved around the state today, and there'll be more of that to come.
Yeah, I hear more and more people have UVerse, or they're beginning to get a hold of the new system, which is the fixed wireless.
Fixed wireless is what we're doing with the Connect America Fund. And that uses, you know, in rural areas where we're not using as much of our spectrum as we would in a more urban area, we're able to dedicate that spectrum to that wireless broadband solution. And people that have it, they absolutely love it because, you know, chances are they had nothing before. And now they've got a dedicated broadband connection in their house.
And you hear people talk about speeds as far as what they're able to connect technology on. I look at our equipment here we're using today, and I just see, and when we connect, I see the speeds continue to go up on it. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe the speeds that we were getting a few years ago, and you know, now we're seeing, you know, we got some gigabit connections here in Louisville to homes, and you know, we've got fiber and located in industrial parks all across the state. So, you know, I've told the industrial development folks here, make sure that we never lose a project because we can't get fibers. We can get fiber to probably any project in the state.
Absolutely. Hey, you guys provided great service for the eclipse in 2017. If you can do that, you can do it anywhere in the middle of the country.
And that was incredibly difficult, that concentration of people. And as you guys know, the point of maximum totality was in the
middle of nowhere.
We had to run fiber out to it and set up a temporary cell site. But it worked. And it was that was another example of that. That's critical
that
people be able to communicate when they're stuck in traffic, and if there is an emergency or something, you know, that communications need is always there.
Absolutely. Exciting times for us. Any special guests? You guys host any special guests from AT&T or maybe around the country here for the Derby this week?
You know, we always bring in some of our larger customers from around the country, and you know, of course, as my local team, we host people at Oaks and Derby, and it's a lot of fun to share it with people that haven't seen it before. You know, for us, you know, this is my sixth or seventh Derby. You know, it kind of gets to be old hat a little bit, but you know, you look at it through fresh eyes, somebody that's never seen it before, and it's really a lot of fun.
I think that's neat. And you know, you get a chance to share and be a part of a lot of different things in your role, and I know you appreciate the folks who are work with you throughout the state of Kentucky, your service techs that go to the homes and take care of the people out there.
Service techs, we've got the best employees in the world at AT&T. Mm-hmm. Both our management and CWA, those guys are out there every day hooking people up, making sure people are connected, and that's really where it happens.
Absolutely. And they're focused on customer service. Times I've had them at our house, they're great folks. They said, call me if you need anything.
Yep.
Call me.
Yep, they'll give you a card with their cell phone number on it, and you can call them back, and they'll take the call and get it fixed for you.
I know your son was with you last night out at Fallsville, Ohio. You guys worked on your Derby pick so far?
You know, everybody's talking about some of Baffert's horses. You know, never bet against Baffert. I think he's got three horses in it this year. You know, for me, it's as much about going and enjoying the atmosphere and the day. I don't think I've ever actually made money betting.
I don't think you do you?
seems like every year I put a little bit more money in my Twin Spires account, and it kind of dwindles down. I put a little bit more money, and it dwindles down.
So I thought we had more than that in there.
but it should be fun. I find it impossible to handicap the Derby because every one of those horses is a tremendous horse. I mean, they wouldn't be there if they weren't.
Absolutely.
It's sort of like the Final Four. You know, anything can happen.
It's kind of like the Final Four. Anything can happen. None of them would be there if they weren't really good.
Exactly.
Of course, I'm an Auburn fan, so I was a little disappointed in how the Final Four went.
But, you know. Well, we were a little disappointed ourselves with you.
Yeah, my mother-in-law is a Kentucky fan. She's like, I don't want to hear it. That's just keep that to yourself.
Yeah, keep that to yourself.
Always next year, right?
It's always next year.
That's right.
Had your picture made with the wallaby this morning.
Had a picture made with the wallaby from the zoo. That was fun, and it generated a lot of questions for my son when I seen the picture. Was he was getting out of the car at school. It's like, how old is him? How much is it weigh? What does it eat? But that just highlights one of the reasons we do the Morning Line is to highlight for people across the state the tourism opportunities we have in Kentucky. You know, travel out of state, I love to travel out of state too, but boy, there's so much to do traveling here in state. That zoo, I've been to a lot of zoos, that zoo is as good as they get.
Absolutely.
The Derby Festival, Thunder kicking it off. Thunder is the largest fireworks show in the country. Mm-hmm. It's following a six-hour air show. I mean, this is amazing, amazing stuff. If you're a runner, we got the Derby Festival Marathon, Mini Marathon. Mm-hmm. We got the bike race. We got the Pegasus Parade. We got all these activities going on. And the Falls of the Ohio Museum we're at last night, you know, illustrates the kind of things we have in this area that can make a quick car trip for your listeners up here, and then you get down in your area. There's a lot of good stuff down there.
Absolutely.
Actually, the wallaby reminds me. I owe my son a trip to Kentucky Down Under.
All right.
He wants to go there soon. Uh-huh. So, you know, but there's just so much here for people to enjoy, and that's one of the reasons we sponsor
this. Absolutely. It really is.
Good Harris, AT&T Kentucky President.
And our Derby coverage is brought to you by Broppitt Foods and Gifts, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Home Place Mortgage, Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment, Her Pace Furniture, Commonwealth Agri-Energy, and Heritage Bank.
For Cindy Allen, I'm Alan Watts on the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line.